Of the nearly two dozen books I've read by Jodi Picoult, Small Great Things is typical in that it's more of the same of what she does best, weaving dramatic stories involving contemporary social issues in which flawed but relatable characters struggle with decisions or actions as we, the readers, judge them, cheer for them, hold our breath for them, and exhale for them. Picoult has long wanted to write about racism in America. Inspired by a true story in which a white supremacist refused to allow a black nurse to touch his son, Picoult did rigorous research and numerous interviews to form the plot and players. Our players are Ruth Jefferson, a black labor and delivery nurse with 20 years of experience and superior performance, who is a military widow raising a teenage honor student. Turk and Brittany Bauer, a young white supremacist couple who demand that no black staff be allowed to touch their baby. And Kennedy McQuarrie, a white lawyer who is intensely motivated to take on Ruth's case when she finds herself the subject of a lawsuit. As far as the plot of the story, it's enough for you to know that a situation occurs in which Ruth has no good options. Her action or non-action, either one, could change the course of her life forever. Trying to school her lawyer on racism, Ruth cites a great analogy. On one side of the seesaw is my education. My nursing certification, my 20 years of service at the hospital, my neat little home, my spotless RAV4, my National Honor Society inductee son, all of these building blocks of my existence, and yet the only quality straddling the other side is so hulking and dense that it tips the balance every time, my brown skin. I guarantee if you read this novel, you will learn some things about racism in America of which you will not be proud. You'll also become more in tune to and aware of your own belief system about racism. Picoult is white, and her assumed audience is mostly white. And according to the author, talking about racism is difficult, but we who are white need to have this discussion among ourselves, because then even more of us will overhear, and I hope the conversation will be spread. My book discussion group love talking about the book, and we will talk to others. The conversation is spreading. Read Small Great Things and spread the conversation a little farther. Small Great Things can be found at Park City Library in regular print, large print, and as an ebook. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.